Hello again, everybody. J.P. Shadrick with you. We'll be joined by John Osier, the senior writer for Jaguars.com, coming up. Glad you're with us live right here on Jaguars.com. Here's what to expect today. You'll see all the Jaguars brass here again. Shad Khan, the owner. Dave Caldwell, the general manager. Gus Bradley, head coach. Luke Jokel, of course, will be here with his entire family. They flew down from New York City this morning on a private jet, landed at a field here in Jacksonville, and they have been in the building for now a couple of hours. Just now, about an hour ago, they arrived here. This is exclusive video from earlier today. Jokel at the airport making his way towards Everbank Field. He made the rounds today once he arrived here at Everbank. First meetings, well, not really the first meetings with Gus and Dave. They've met before, but the first as an employee. Of course, Jed Fish was involved, the offensive coordinator, Chad Henne, Blaine Gabbert, the quarterbacks. They're interested, certainly, in the new right tackle for the Jaguars. They had some words with him, too. So a full video of Jokel's introduction here in Jacksonville at Everbank coming up tomorrow. Look for that on Jaguars.com. And with all that introduction done, Jokel about to be officially introduced to the media and you right here on Jaguars.com. We're joined by John Osier, senior writer, and another big day, Johnny.
And one guy you didn't mention who's really excited, George Yarno is pretty excited this morning, too.
He's got a brand new toy, doesn't he?
Saw him walking around, and he's walking with a little pop to his step, if you will.
Luke Jokel being introduced to the media, you know, we heard a lot from him last night late from New York on the phone and in the press conference here. What do you expect to hear today differently?
Well, first of all, fans have seen players introduced here for a long time. This is sort of the ritual. You pick a guy one night, he's introduced to me the next night. But there's certainly a different feeling about this one. As we talked about last night, this is the start of something. This is the foundation piece. So it's certainly a memorable moment in that sense that's a little different from maybe some of these introductory press conferences we've had the last couple of years.
You know, he's always seemed to be motivated, just self-motivated throughout his college career. But now he has a little bit of extra motivation, at least he said he does, being the number two pick instead of the top pick overall.
Well, right? And that's going to be one of his talking points today, I'm sure. He didn't go number one overall. For a long time this offseason, he thought he was going to go number one overall. He's very happy to be a Jaguar, and you can hear that in his voice. I think that's real. At the same time, it strikes you that Luke Jokel is a kid who is about trying to get better. He's about having a chip on his shoulder. He's about finding motivation somehow to improve. I think it's safe to say from listening to his comments, he's going to use not being the number one overall pick to keep getting better. I would think one of his goals will be, out of him and Eric Fisher, he wants to be the first guy in the Pro Bowl.
And I think you can see it's real on the video we just saw, too, the genuine feeling that he has that he wants to be here. You could see it when he met Gus a moment ago. You just saw it right here.
Well, supposedly he liked Gus Bradley a lot when he came in. It's hard not to like Gus Bradley. But remember, he had an official visit here, or that's a college term, but he had a visit here. And when you meet Gus, it's easy to see why a younger, a guy who knows that as a left tackle he's going to go be a cornerstone somewhere, it's easy to see why he would be excited to get here and be a part of something new. I don't think he really knows the Tony Boselli story that well, but it certainly has parallels. When you draft a tackle, number two overall, you expect that guy to be a building block. It would be easy. It would be hard not to be excited if you're Luke Jokel today.
Let's talk about that cornerstone idea a little bit more. You know, we spoke with Dave Caldwell a little bit last night, and we've been talking about this on Jaguars.com for a little while, that you have to really almost start from scratch in this thing. Not quite the expansion field, but it's pretty darn close to that, isn't it?
Well, it is, and I really still believe that when Dave Caldwell got to the end of this decision, you started looking for players without problems, without red flags, without things that you worry about, and all of a sudden you get back to the point of, hey, I've got a roster to build. I've said all along, I'm building through the draft. In a very real sense, building through the draft means starting over in a sense. There are guys in this roster who are going to be here, but from Dave Caldwell's point of view, he's trying to put something together for the long haul, for the 7-10 years perhaps. It's a long time in the NFL, but when you look at a tackle, it's usually a guy who plays long term. It's usually a guy who's pretty easy to scout. You can look at it and say, yes, I can see exactly what this guy is going to do in the NFL. Very translatable, if you will, from college.
Yeah.
It seems like Luke Jokel fills all of that. It's an easy pick to feel good about for the next few weeks. That probably had something to do with the pick.
A little more on Luke Jokel's background. 6'6", 306-pound tackle out of Texas A&M. He left after his junior season. Of course, he blocked for two distinctly different quarterbacks there, and Tannehill, who's the pocket-style passer, and Johnny Manziel, who's in a pocket for an instant and running around everywhere. They had a fantastic season, of course, at A&M a year ago. A twin brother, Matt, is a quarterback, sophomore at Texas A&M. He'll be here today as well.
A little lighter than Luke, from what I understand.
So, what did Luke tell us last night, that he gained 100 pounds in high school?
Yeah, evidently there was a point where they looked pretty similar, and then one of them sort of veered off in the offensive tackle direction. One of them stayed the pretty boy quarterback, I think is how Luke put it. So it'll be interesting to hear from them today. It seems like a good family. You know, it has a lot of fun with that sort of thing.
First-team All-America, of course, first-team All-SEC a season ago. Jokel was a starter from the day he stepped foot on the campus at College Station and decided to leave a year early. Now, remember, on the opposite side of that line at A&M, Jake Matthews, who is the son of Bruce Matthews, the Hall of Fame lineman and now Tennessee Titans offensive line coach. Bruce had some interesting comments today, Bruce Matthews, with Paul Kaharsky. So check out ESPN.com, Kaharsky's story, talking to Bruce Matthews. And that's somebody who would know.
Well, and it's funny. We talked before Dave Caldwell talked last night. And when Dave Caldwell came out, he kept talking about how this is not really to Dave a safe pick. This is a good football player that they frankly believe was the best football player in the draft. And sometimes when you take a left tackle, there's a perception among the draftings, people who follow it, well, that's safe and it sets you up, but it's not really the best player around. Dave Caldwell emphasized over and over again, this is a really good player who they believe was the best guy that they could have gotten for this team. So, yes, he's a left tackle, he's a good left tackle, but from everything you hear, this guy is really, really good. And you expect him to be a Pro Bowl guy. You expect him to be an elite guy soon. That's what taking a left tackle is supposed to be about. High quality very early in the career.
You know, we hear.
Or a right tackle.
Sure.
In this case.
And we've heard a lot of the terminology, sexy, unsexy picks. A lineman is just an unsexy
sure
pick, I guess,
sure,
right?
But at the same time, I think most fans of this team realize, maybe because Boselli worked out so well in 95 and it's accepted that that's a way that you can build. You can take a tackle. You can build on the line. They know they have to be good there. They saw the last couple of years when they haven't been great in pass protection what that can mean. So I think the fans can embrace the fact that, hey, they needed to get things solidified. If they get the cornerstone set up, that's okay to not have that sexy pick, that guy who's going to score touchdowns, because they've seen where that guy can matter and letting everybody else be productive. Really, that's what this franchise needs right now.
We're live on Jaguars.com. We're awaiting the 1 o'clock press conference. Luke Jokel's introduction to the Jacksonville media and the fans here at Everbank Field.
And one thing that you mentioned earlier, JP,
yes,
about him being so young.
21, right?
Caldwell talked a lot in the press conference last night that they consider that a good thing. They think this is a guy with his best football ahead of him. He played 3 years in college. So he's really about a year younger than most players would be. Now, at some positions, that would be a worry. At left tackle, though, historically, these guys can come in and play well right away. And they can come in and play right away early because it is truly a position where if you can play it, you usually have the physical gifts to play it. And it's not a case where you have to go learn a whole lot of things. If you have the leverage, if you have the size, if you have all those things that make you a good prospect, when Tony Boselli walked in the door, it was clear from day one that guy was ready. He was ready to go because he was put on this earth to play that position. When you look at Luke Jokel, you get that same sort of feel. Now, let's not say he's Tony Boselli yet.
Right.
That's a guy who might be in the Hall of Fame someday. But you have those same traits. And over the course of time in the NFL, left tackles, right tackles, if you can pass block, you can usually do it at the next level. So that's what they're expecting, clearly.
We heard it from Jokel last night talking about moving to right tackle, John.
Right.
And the fact that he has been working on that mm-hmm. technique, and the technique is, of course, just a flip-flop of what would be on the left side. But if you haven't done it, you have to go practice doing it. And he's been doing that, knowing he might have to play on the right side.
Well, there's that thing all smart employees know, the more you can do, right?
That's
I mean,
right.
I make coffee, so that keeps me around, right?
So thank you for that, by the way.
No problem. But I think he knew in the draft process, you never know where you're going to go. But everything about Luke Jokel has been he's either going to go one or he's going to go two. Well, Kansas City Chiefs have a left tackle.
Sure.
Jacksonville Jaguars have a left tackle. So it stands to reason that if Jokel's a smart kid, which you hear that he is, he would say, you know, there's a possibility that for some period of time I might be playing on the right side. That and the fact that being able to do that would help your draft status. he's worked at it a little bit. Hasn't done it since high school, but he's worked at it a little bit, so he should be ready.
Let's go to the stage. The introduction of the number 2 overall draft pick, Luke Jokel, live on Jaguars.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for coming. I know this is still just the first round of the draft, but I would like to thank Dave and Gus and all your staffs. I think all the work they did and all the wonderful results it's produced so far with Luke here. So, Luke, welcome to Jacksonville.
Thank you very much.
Dave, go ahead.
Okay. Before we get started and let Luke speak here, which I'm sure everybody wants to hear from Luke more so than us, and we said a lot last night, but the number one thing Gus and I and Shad wanted to get our point across was not only did we want very good football players here, but our number one priority here was to get players that were highly competitive, highly passionate about football, and good football players on top of being a good person, and we feel like we accomplished all those goals last night when we selected Luke here, and I'm sure the city of Jacksonville would be excited to see that here in his tenure here. And with that being said, I'll pass it on to Gus.
Yeah, I'll just add a few things. I know we had a chance to meet Luke's family and Dave and Rasand and David, his older brother, that you'll be able to tell immediately when you see him, Sarah and Matt and their sister-in-law Kelly. But just to have a chance to visit with them this morning, it's a quality family. And Luke exemplifies those traits and has played both on and off the field. And I think we mentioned it yesterday that to solidify our offensive line with a pick like this is truly an exciting time for our organization. So I'll pass it on. With that, I'll pass it over to Luke.
Yeah, it's great to be here in Jacksonville right now. First off, I'd like to thank my family. I'd like to thank Mr. Kahn for bringing all of them down here with me. They're the biggest part of my life. You know, I'm here just because of them. Thank Mr. Caldwell and Coach Bradley for everything, too. You know, it's great to be a Jaguar. I'm happy to be here. You know, I realize the second pick is a huge deal, but, you know, it doesn't matter from here on out. I've got to go out and prove myself. I've got to go out and play hard, and it's great to start playing football again. You know, I'm done with the whole, you know, workouts and all that other combine and all that other crazy NFL process. So now we're just playing football, and that's what I love, and I'm passionate about the sport. I'm happy to be here.
Open up for questions. Luke, Jacobson's got a microphone. Go ahead, Sam.
Luke, you said last night that you've never played a football game you didn't start. Is that's true?
Yeah. I've never not started a game. Yeah.
And do you have that expectation at this level as well?
You know, I want to carry that on. I know this is the highest level of football out there. I feel like, you know, I'm coming here. I want to get on the field, whether it be right or left tackle. I want to get on the field. I want to help my team win. And, you know, I'm a team-oriented guy. I'm here to play football. I love the sport. You know, I've always started, and whatever team I've been on has been a winning team, and I want to help my team win football games.
How big of a transition to right tackle?
You know, I've always worked on right tackle this whole time. You know, what I said before was it's another tool in the tool belt. Playing right tackle, playing left tackle, being comfortable at both of them makes you more attractive to whatever team whatever team is trying to take you. And you know, I've worked on right tackle this whole time. I played right tackle my sophomore and junior year of high school. I know that was a long time ago, but, you know, I'm still comfortable there. And, you know, I think it'll take a little bit of time with the transition just to, you know, feel 100% comfortable. But I'm a detailed, technical guy, and I'm going to be totally comfortable by the time the first game comes around.
Did you have any choice about playing football coming from your family? It looks like everybody plays football.
Yeah, you know, my dad got me into football pretty early. I tell the story that in Pee Wee football, fourth through sixth grade, he'd tape the games, and we'd go home and watch the game, our Pee Wee game, and watch film of the game right when we got home. And, you know, he was hard on us. He got onto us about not hustling, not being physical enough. And, you know, I got to thank everything and everything I am, where I am right now, and all to him.
Was he a little
big puzzle? Big premium the last couple of weeks. He said, you know, we're looking for guys who really like football, not just have measurables, not just perform. Like, football's always been your game?
Yeah, it's always been my game. Baseball's a little bit too slow for me. Basketball, I'm not athletic enough. Football is just perfect. I'm an offensive lineman at heart. You know, I like to be in the background. I don't like the bright lights. You know, I came from an offensive lineman family, and I love the physical aspect of the game. At the offensive line, there's a one-on-one block every single play. It's you against a defense lineman or a linebacker, and there's a winner or loser, and it's the best position for competition, and that's why I love it.
Did you have somebody you modeled yourself after when you went into high school as a lineman?
Yeah, you know, I was always a Joe Thomas guy. He got drafted around the same time I was entering high school, and he's the guy I watch mostly, and you know, I try to forge my game around him. And
in terms of people doubting that about you?
Yeah, I don't know where that came from, actually. I always prided myself on being a nasty player. I can understand this last year with the offense we ran, we were spread offense out of a two-point stance, and you know, our offense line coach will tell you that we were more about horizontal movement, creating space that way than vertical movement. But my first 2 years under Sherman's offense, we ran the ball to set up the pass. You know, I was in a three-point stance. I was all about vertical movement. We ran against heavy boxes, and that's what I prided my game on. You know, I never thought of myself as a pass blocker until this last year, and when I really worked on it, I always wanted to be a nasty run blocker. And you know, when people question my nastiness, kind of feel like they're questioning my manhood a little bit too.
You want to like punch Gus, or maybe beat up your brother for everybody?
Hey, he's just trying to put it to rest. All right.
Yeah, you know, we used to only be about 10 pounds apart. When we entered high school, I was about 185 pounds. Thought I'd be able to play some tight end. And thought I was trying to touch the ball, actually. And that just never worked out. He was able to stay light. He's more about looking pretty than I am. And, I mean, look at him. He's all dressed up. But, you know, it's just I gained 100 pounds in high school. I forged into an offensive lineman. We have a little bit different frame. I'm a little bit wider than he is, and you know, it's just it's crazy how things worked out. But you know, I was always an offense lineman this whole time.
How heavily recruited were you out of high school?
I had offers from pretty much everywhere. I had about 35 offers before I committed to Texas A&M of my junior year, and I went to Texas A&M because of Coach Sherman, the offense we ran. You know, he's an offensive line guy, and I went to Texas A&M to make A&M relevant again. And I felt like I did that in my time there, and that's why I could leave.
Luke, it's been about 17 hours. What's it been like? I mean, cloud nine still, whirlwind. How do you describe it?
Yeah, it's great to finally be here. You know, New York's all great, and you know, big city and all that. But that's not me. I'm a College Station Arlington guy. I fit in well with Jacksonville. I'm just ready to start playing football. That's what I'm here for. I'm not, no offense, but I'm not here for the media. I'm here to play football, and it's just I'm happy that it's close and I can start doing that again.
The whole zone blocking scheme that works for you?
Yeah, that's all I'm used to. You know, with Sherman's offense, we were big zone, outside zone, inside zone. And this last year, that's pretty much all we did. We weren't a power running team at all. You know, we weren't pulling much with Sumlin's offense, and that's what I'm comfortable with. It's a lot of excitement. You know, I'm kind of used to this a little bit with someone coming in, his whole new coaching staff, and going to the SEC. you know, a lot of changes happened this last year. I was at A&M, and it brings a lot of excitement to the area. You know, everyone's pumped to see what's going on, see how we can improve. You know, I'm excited to be part of Jacksonville in this great stage that they're going into. You know, things are going to turn around. I'm excited to go win football games, and it's so great just to be here now.
Luke, two-part question. You go from Texas A&M, where you start every game, and you're kind of one of the big guys on the team, to now you're a new guy here. What's your approach to that, and who'd you meet today already outside of the guys up there on stage with you?
My approach is, you know, I come here and I have to follow. I have to learn the ways of the NFL. You know, I've gotten to meet Eugene Monroe. I got to meet Maurice Jones-Drew and Blaine Gabbert, all those guys, and Chad Henne, and you know, those are the guys I'm going to follow. You know, I realize that I'm coming in here, you know, I'm ready to play football, but I don't know the whole atmosphere of the NFL. And those are the guys I'll be looking up to. You know, I'll be looking up to in the locker room and everything. I'll look how they live. I'll look how they play football. And, you know, I want to be a leader at some point here. But, you know, I realize as a rookie, you know, I'm going to follow. I'm going to go play football. I'm going to learn the ways of how everything works.
Luke, when you called your twin brother a pretty boy, you're smiling, he's smiling when you're saying that, and then in another sentence you talked about your own nastiness. That's an indication to me that when you guys were growing up, you must have had multiple disagreements, fights. And could you talk a little bit about that, how often another family member had to break it up, and how often you won those disagreements?
I think my mom could explain all that a little bit better, because she's the one breaking it up, or Sarah. That's, you know, if my parents would send my sister Sarah in to break up the fights, because we were never allowed to touch a girl. We were never allowed to get physical with a girl ever. So she'd come in, just start punching us, and I got hit in the face a few times by her, and that's how our fights broke up. But, you know, my entire life I've been competing against him. We used to be closer in size. I can say I've never lost a fight to him in my entire life. So, it's the whole Jokel family. It's definitely a competitive family, and just carried that on to, you know, I was able to compete against Jake as an offensive lineman at A&M, Jake Matthews, and, you know, just competition is huge for me and huge for our family.
Gus and Dave, you have both talked about the importance of protecting the quarterback. When you were scouting Luke, what was it specifically that jumped off the page about him and that he can help this team accomplish that?
Well, for one, he's an excellent pass blocker. He, you know, he has an innate ability to be patient and just let defenders come to him and have an answer for counter moves and speed moves. So that was he does it very effortlessly throughout the course of a game, and very seldomly does he look bad or like he's really overexpending at all. So that to me was a real positive. And then his ability to finish too in the pass blocking game was a significant deal, where that will enable our quarterback, whoever it is, to, you know, stand up in the pocket. It'll widen our pocket a little bit more, and it'll really help us to protect the quarterback. And that was one of our goals going into this draft, is either to be able to protect the quarterback or affect the quarterback.
You know, I'll just add to that. You know, the central theme of our organization is competition. And I think we've told that many times about how we're looking for guys that really love football and are extremely competitive. And we're going to build our team in that fashion. And I think Luke represents that perfectly.
Luke, I know you're a little – you talk about the chip on your shoulder by not being the number one pick last night. But does it mean something to you that you were the number one guy on their board and at number two they were able to get you?
Yeah, it definitely means something. You know, not going number one, you know, just talking about competition again. You know, I think every guy down in New York was competing for that first pick, and not going one, you know, it hurt a little bit, but it puts a chip on my shoulder. I'm ready to work now. But, you know, being the first guy on their board and being a Jacksonville Jaguar now is just, you know, it's really exciting. I'm so happy to be here, and, you know, I'm just ready to work now. I know that doesn't even matter anymore, being the second pick. It's now time to work, time to go prove myself. You know, I kind of ignored it all throughout the season. I thought I'd be going to Texas A&M for 4 years and, you know, finish my degree and play 4 years of football there. But, you know, leading up to the bowl game, we got about a month before the bowl game happens. And, you know, just talking with my dad, talking with my coaches, you know, I was able to start meeting with agents a little bit. And, they were telling me that there was a possibility of me being a top 10, and, you know, that kind of just entered my mind, and I felt like I was ready to make the jump, and, you know, I just went with it.
So when they start talking to you
that high, I guess so, you know.
Except to get your degree.
Yeah, I got to go, you definitely got to go get my degree. You know, promised my mom I would, and, you know, it's definitely very important to me to go finish my business degree at Texas A&M.
What was your meeting with Eugene Monroe like, and have you gotten to meet Tony Baselli yet?
It was good. Eugene was just, he's there to help me out. You know, I realized we're all offensive linemen, and an offensive lineman room, wherever you go, is probably the closest room on any team. You know, it's, to have five guys working together, you know, you're only as good as the other four guys you're playing with and how well you gel with them. And, you know, he's just there to help me out. You know, he said if I need anything, just let him know. I got his number. And, you know, I texted with Tony Baselli last night, too. And he reached out to me last night and just saying congrats and all that stuff. And, you know, I want to try – I told him we got to meet for lunch or something like that to talk football and, you know, just pick his brain a little bit. And, you know, what an honor it is just to be compared to him and, you know, just to go eat lunch with him.
There you have it, Luke Jokel, the number 2 overall pick coming to the Jacksonville Jaguars. You heard from Shad Khan, the owner as well. Gus Bradley, the head coach. Dave Caldwell, the general manager. They're getting the photograph behind us now of the jersey. He's going to wear number 76. That was tweeted out last night. 76 for Jokel, and he's being introduced on the stage as we speak. The official photos being taken with Shad and Dave and Gus and Luke. The whole Jokel family is here. You can tell they're from Texas. There's about 4 of them wearing pairs of boots. That's the way it goes in Texas. No word on if Luke... No, Luke is not. Well, we're expected to have Luke Jokel with us here shortly. We might have Gus Bradley as well. We'll have to check on that. Glad you're with us live on Jaguars.com. This is live coverage of the Luke Jokel introduction here at Everbank Field. It's been a heck of a couple of days, but it's only just begun. Tonight, here on Jaguars.com, right after the Jaguars select, if they select at 33rd overall, which is the first pick of the second round, we'll go live with immediate reaction. There could be a lot of business done in the hours preceding the draft, the second round of the draft tonight. We'll keep you posted if anything changes on the Jaguars' position for tonight in the second and third rounds. But we will be live after each pick tonight, no matter how many there are. So stay with us. And, of course, the writing of John Osier can be read throughout the evening right here on the website as well. It's a packed room today. The employees of the Jaguars, all the coaches are up here, too. All the assistant coaches made their way into the back of the room. Most of the front office crew made their way up as well. Now the whole Jokel family is on the stage. Getting a photograph with Luke and the new jersey. Good scene today. Not expected to have this type of a scene for all the picks, but certainly number 1 pick for the Jaguars, number 2 overall in the draft, deserves this type of scene, and that will always be the case. Hey, guess what? Not only this week in the draft, next weekend is rookie minicamp, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It won't take long for Luke and the rest of them to get on the field. That'll start on Friday, actually a week from today, right outside of here. We'll have exclusive coverage of a lot of that as well. Luke Jokel about to join us here on set live on Jaguars.com. Luke, grab the microphone there. First of all, welcome.
Thank you very much.
I see you know, half your family's wearing boots. Where are your boots? You're from Texas, right?
Yeah, I got them in my bag. You know, I thought I wouldn't wear it yet. You know, you'll definitely be seeing them around here, but I
didn't put them on tonight or today.
Tell us about your first meeting with Gus and Dave. When did that happen, and what happened? Is there anything memorable about that meeting?
Yeah, you know, I got
I came down here. This is my only visit I took, and I got to meet with both of them, and, you know, definitely left a great impression on me. Coach Bradley is passionate about football. He's all about competition. I grew up with competition with my family. And then talking with Dave was also great, too. You know, he's a laid-back guy. You know, we were able to listen to some classic rock and then, you know, just watch some tape a little bit. And, you know, you don't go around any place and do that kind of stuff. And, you know, this is the perfect team for me to play for. And I definitely fit into all this coaching style and everything.
You talked a little bit on the stage about the story of your father when you were a kid in Pee Wee football, going through and running through tape and telling you to be physical. Just kind of overview that again, and that got instilled in you pretty early, didn't it?
Yeah, you know, the first thing, before my first tackle football game in fourth grade, my dad told me you can be the nicest guy you want to be off the field, but when you step on that field, you got to be the nastiest guy out there. You got to finish every single play. You play to the whistle, and that's what he. You know, grind us about when we watch tape of Pee Wee football. If we finished plays, if we hustled right, if we were physical enough, you know, it's never about, you know, technique or anything like that. He was just about hard work, about finishing plays, and I just try to, you know, carry that on with me to every single level I played at.
Sure. Luke Jokel is with us live on Jaguars.com following his introductory press conference. You mentioned last night that you have been working on right tackle technique during your preparation for this. When did that begin? I know you played it in high school, but the process from pro days on, is that when it started or before that?
No, before that. You know, even preparing for the combine, because, you know, we're still playing football. You know, a lot of people forget, you know, they work on their 40, they work on all that stuff, all the testing, but, you know, we still got a football season here in a few months, and, you know, I got to get prepared to play the best players in the world. And, you know, I'm always trying to practice my technique. And, you know, practicing right tackle was huge because, you know, I got this from Coach Lavat when I was down at IMG working out, and he says, the more tools you have in your tool belt, the more attractive you are to a team. So being able to be comfortable at right tackle makes me more attractive to whatever team wants me.
Your first meeting with George Yarno, how did that go?
It went good. You know, he's a great coach. He's very detailed, very huge technician. That's what you need out of an offensive line coach. A guy that will jump you, and a guy that will, you know, get after you. And you know, it's similar to kind of a coach I had in high school, or a coach I had in my first 2 years of college with Coach Turner. But you know, I'm excited to go play for him. Excited to learn from him, and excited just to get out there.
Luke, congratulations. Thanks for your time today, and we look forward to seeing you out there.
Thank you very much.